Welcome back. In this part, we'll focus on developing a comprehensive treatment plan. By the end of this lesson, you'll understand how to combine medication with psychoeducation, counseling, parent education, family interventions, and healthy lifestyle strategies to promote long-term emotional regulation. Let's begin. Psychoeducation, building understanding and partnership. One of the most important components of treating mood dysregulation is psychoeducation. Families who understand why their child is struggling, what contributes to emotional dysregulation, and how treatment works are much more likely to engage in care, follow treatment recommendations, and maintain realistic expectations throughout the recovery process. Before discussing counseling, behavioral interventions, or school accommodations, make sure families have a clear understanding of both the diagnosis and the overall treatment philosophy. When families understand the purpose of treatment, they become active partners in their child's care rather than passive recipients of medical recommendations. Remember, psychoeducation isn't something that happens only during the initial evaluation. It should be incorporated into every visit. As treatment progresses, continue reinforcing important concepts, answering new questions, and helping families better understand their child's emotional and behavioral development. Now let's talk about how to explain mood dysregulation. Many parents worry that frequent anger, outbursts, irritability, or rapidly changing emotions reflect poor parenting, intentional misbehavior, or a character flaw in their child. One of the most important goals of psychoeducation is helping families understand that mood dysregulation is a symptom, not a personality trait. Explain that children with mood dysregulation often experience emotions much more intensely than their peers. Once emotionally activated, they may have great difficulty calming themselves, even after the original trigger has resolved. These emotional reactions usually aren't intentional, and they often far exceed what would be expected for the situation. At the same time, avoid suggesting that children have no control over their behavior. While the emotional response may not be voluntary, children can gradually learn healthier coping strategies, stronger emotional regulation skills, and more adaptive ways of responding through treatment, practice, and appropriate family support. Helping families understand this balance reduces blame while maintaining hope that meaningful improvement is possible. Now remember this clinical pearl. Avoid describing mood dysregulation as simply anger problems. The core difficulty is impaired emotional regulation. Anger is only one way that emotional dysregulation may be expressed. Next, explain your overall treatment philosophy. Many families assume that medication alone will eliminate emotional outbursts. Help them understand early that medication is only one component of treatment. Medication may reduce the intensity of emotional reactions and improve a child's ability to regulate emotions. But lasting improvement usually requires learning new coping skills, improving family interactions, developing healthier behavioral patterns, and addressing environmental stressors that contribute to emotional dysregulation. Treatment should therefore be viewed as a comprehensive process, not a single intervention. Counseling, parent training, healthy daily routines, and treatment of contributing psychiatric conditions all work together to support long-term emotional stability. Remind families that the goal of treatment isn't to eliminate normal emotions or change their child's personality. Children should continue to experience happiness, disappointment, frustration, excitement, and sadness. The goal is simply to help those emotions become proportional to the situation and less disruptive to everyday functioning. Finally, help families develop realistic expectations. Improvement usually occurs gradually rather than overnight, although medication may reduce emotional intensity relatively quickly in some children. improvements in family relationships, school functioning, emotional maturity, and coping skills often continue developing over weeks and months as children practice what they're learning through counseling and everyday life. Encourage families to focus on functional improvement rather than expecting complete elimination of emotional reactions. Meaningful progress may include fewer explosive outbursts, shorter recovery times, better frustration tolerance, healthier family relationships, stronger peer interactions, and improved school functioning. Helping families recognize these gradual improvements reduces frustration and encourages them to remain engaged throughout treatment. One final topic deserves attention. Many parents wonder whether they caused their child's emotional difficulties. Others become discouraged after trying numerous parenting strategies without success. Acknowledge those concerns. Then explain that mood dysregulation is usually influenced by many interacting factors, including genetics, temperament, neurodevelopment, environmental stressors, and co-occurring psychiatric conditions. Rarely is there a single cause. Rather than focusing on blame, encourage families to focus on partnership. The most successful treatment occurs when providers, parents, therapists, schools, and the child work together towards shared goals, and remind parents that they play one of the most important roles in treatment. The skills they reinforce at home often determine whether improvements achieved during therapy become lasting behavioral change. Now remember this provider learning point. Families who understand why treatment is being recommended are generally more engaged, more adherent, and better able to reinforce therapeutic strategies at home. Effective psychoeducation isn't a one-time conversation. It's an ongoing process that continues throughout treatment. Counseling and anger management. Now let's turn our attention to counseling. Counseling is an essential component of a comprehensive treatment plan for children with chronic mood dysregulation. While medications may reduce the intensity of emotional reactions and improve emotional stability, they don't teach children the skills necessary to manage emotions, tolerate frustration, solve problems, or communicate effectively with others. That's where counseling becomes so important. For most children, medication creates an opportunity to learn these skills by reducing emotional intensity to a level where counseling becomes more effective. Without counseling, many children continue using the same maladaptive coping patterns despite improvements in mood. During treatment planning, routinely discuss counseling with families, explain the specific goals of therapy, place referrals whenever appropriate, and reinforce your recommendations by sending the corresponding MindWheel knowledge base articles and DIY guides through secure chat. Now let's look at one of the most common forms of counseling recommended for children with mood dysregulation, anger management counseling. Children with mood dysregulation often experience frustration much more intensely than their peers. As emotional arousal increases, their ability to think logically, communicate effectively, and solve problems gradually decreases. The result may be verbal aggression, physical aggression, destruction of property, or prolonged emotional outbursts. Anger management counseling helps children recognize these patterns before they escalate. Rather than focusing only on controlling anger after it occurs, therapy teaches children to identify emotional triggers, recognize early warning signs of escalation, and develop healthier responses before emotions become overwhelming. Treatment commonly focuses on improving frustration, tolerance, developing healthy coping strategies, strengthening problem-solving skills, and learning practical techniques to de-escalate emotional situations before they progress into explosive behavior. It's important to explain to families that anger management isn't intended to suppress emotions. Instead, it teaches children how to experience strong emotions without losing behavioral control. That's an important distinction. We're not trying to eliminate anger. We're teaching children how to respond to anger in healthier and more effective ways. Now remember this important provider action. Whenever recurrent anger outbursts, aggression, or poor frustration, tolerance continue to impair functioning, refer the child for anger management counseling. After discussing the recommendation, send the MindWheel Therapy Network link through secure chat so the family can schedule counseling with a community therapist. If the child lives in an area where MindWheel has established collaborative therapy partners, refer the family directly to one of those therapists whenever appropriate. As providers, remember that counseling and medication aren't competing treatments. They're complementary. Medication often creates the emotional stability that allows counseling to become more effective. Counseling then teaches the lifelong emotional regulation skills that medication alone cannot provide. Together, they form the foundation of comprehensive treatment for chronic mood dysregulation. Dialectical Behavior Therapy, DBT. Now let's discuss one of the most effective psychotherapy approaches for children and adolescents with significant emotional dysregulation. Dialectical Behavior Therapy, or DBT. DBT does much more than reduce emotional outbursts. It teaches practical skills that help children better understand their emotions, tolerate distress, improve relationships, and respond more thoughtfully during emotionally challenging situations. Children with chronic irritability often react automatically when emotions become intense. DBT helps interrupt that cycle. Instead of reacting impulsively, children learn to pause, evaluate what's happening, and choose healthier responses. Let's look at the four core components of DBT. Each one addresses a different aspect of emotional regulation. We'll begin with mindfulness. Mindfulness teaches children to become more aware of their thoughts, their emotions, and the physical sensations they experience without immediately reacting to them. As children develop this awareness, they begin recognizing emotional escalation earlier. That creates an opportunity to use coping strategies before they lose behavioral control. The second component is distress tolerance. Many emotional outbursts occur because children have difficulty tolerating frustration, disappointment, embarrassment, or other uncomfortable emotions. Distress tolerance skills help children manage those situations without becoming aggressive, impulsive, or emotionally overwhelmed. The goal isn't to eliminate distress. The goal is to teach children how to tolerate difficult emotions safely until they naturally decrease. Next is emotion regulation. These skills help children understand why emotions occur, recognize their personal triggers, and develop healthier ways of responding when emotions become intense. As children strengthen these skills, they gradually become better able to manage emotional reactions before they escalate into significant behavioral problems. The fourth component is interpersonal effectiveness. Many episodes of emotional dysregulation occur during interactions with parents, siblings, teachers, or peers. Interpersonal effectiveness teaches children how to communicate more clearly, express their needs appropriately, resolve conflicts respectfully, and build healthier relationships. Improving communication often reduces many of the interpersonal situations that trigger emotional dysregulation in the first place. Now remember this clinical pearl. DBT doesn't teach children to avoid emotions. It teaches them to experience emotions without allowing those emotions to control their behavior. When you recommend DBT, there are several provider actions you should routinely complete. First, refer the child for DBT counseling. Next, send the MindWheel Therapy Network link through secure chat so the family can schedule with a therapist. If the child lives in an area where MindWheel has established collaborative therapy partners, refer the family directly whenever appropriate. Also send the appropriate MindWheel DIY resources through secure chat. In most situations, send the DIY guide DBT skills. This serves as the primary resource and includes links to the individual guides for mindfulness, distress tolerance, emotion regulation, and interpersonal effectiveness. If you want the child to focus on one specific DBT skill, you may also send the corresponding individual DIY guide separately. Finally, encourage families to practice these skills consistently between therapy sessions. Remind them that emotional regulation improves through regular practice, not through counseling sessions alone. Just like learning a musical instrument or playing a sport, these skills become stronger with repetition and daily use. The more opportunities children have to practice them in everyday life, the more naturally they'll begin using them during emotionally difficult situations. Parent and family interventions. Parents play one of the most important roles in helping children develop emotional regulation. While counseling teaches children new coping skills during therapy sessions, parents provide the daily structure, consistency, and reinforcement that determine whether those skills become lasting behavioral changes. Help families understand that successful treatment extends well beyond medication and counseling appointments. Every interaction at home provides an opportunity to reinforce healthy emotional regulation, improve communication, and strengthen the parent-child relationship. Parent education should therefore be viewed as an essential component of the treatment plan, not an optional addition. Whenever appropriate, reinforce these recommendations by sending the corresponding MindWheel parent education articles through secure chat. Let's begin with behavior modification. Behavior modification is particularly helpful for younger children and for those whose emotional dysregulation is accompanied by oppositional behaviors, poor frustration tolerance, or difficulty following directions, rather than responding only after challenging behaviors occur. Behavior modification focuses on creating a structured environment that consistently reinforces positive behaviors while reducing reinforcement of maladaptive behaviors. Encourage parents to establish clear expectations. Provide immediate and consistent positive reinforcement when appropriate behaviors occur. And apply predictable consequences when necessary. Consistency among caregivers is especially important. When caregivers respond differently to the same behavior, children often become confused, and emotional outbursts may be unintentionally reinforced. Also, remind families that behavior modification works best when the emphasis is on teaching and reinforcing desired behaviors rather than relying primarily on punishment. Now remember this important provider action. Send the Creating a Behavior Modification Plan resource through secure chat so families have practical guidance they can begin using at home. Next, let's discuss parent-child interaction therapy, commonly known as PCIT. For younger children, PCIT is one of the most effective evidence-based interventions for improving emotional regulation and reducing disruptive behaviors, rather than focusing only on changing the child's behavior. PCIT strengthens the parent-child relationship while teaching parents practical strategies to improve cooperation, reduce conflict, and reinforce positive behaviors. As the quality of parent-child interactions improves, many of the situations that previously triggered emotional dysregulation begin to occur less often. Consider PCIT, particularly for younger children whose emotional dysregulation is significantly affecting family functioning. When recommending PCIT, send the Understanding Parent-Child Interaction Therapy resource through secure chat. Refer the child for PCIT whenever it's clinically appropriate. Send the MindWheel Therapy Network link. And when available, refer directly to a MindWheel collaborative therapist who provides PCIT. Now let's talk about positive parenting skills. Many parents unintentionally reinforce emotional dysregulation despite their best intentions. Teaching effective parenting strategies helps create a predictable and supportive environment that promotes emotional regulation. Encourage parents to use praise frequently to reinforce desired behaviors, give clear, specific, and age-appropriate commands. Use timeouts appropriately and consistently when indicated. And communicate calmly and respectfully during emotionally difficult situations. Remind families that small changes in everyday interactions often produce meaningful improvements over time when practiced consistently. After discussing these strategies, send the following MindWheel resources through secure chat using praise, a positive parenting skill, how to give effective commands, how to give effective timeouts, and effective communication with your child, the DESC technique for parents. Now remember this clinical pearl. Parents often focus on stopping undesirable behaviors. Equally important is recognizing and reinforcing the behaviors they want to see more often. Positive reinforcement remains one of the most effective behavioral interventions available. As providers, one of our most important responsibilities is helping parents recognize that lasting emotional regulation isn't built only during therapy sessions. It's built through hundreds of small interactions that occur every day at home. When families consistently reinforce healthy behaviors, children have many more opportunities to practice the emotional regulation skills they're learning through treatment. Family therapy and healthy lifestyle interventions. Let's finish our discussion of comprehensive treatment planning by looking at two additional components that can significantly improve long-term outcomes. Family therapy and healthy lifestyle interventions will begin with family therapy. When significant family conflict contributes to emotional dysregulation, treating the child alone is often insufficient. Family therapy helps improve communication, reduce conflict, strengthen problem-solving skills, and establish healthier patterns of interaction among family members. It may be particularly helpful when frequent arguments, inconsistent parenting approaches, or strained family relationships appear to perpetuate the child's emotional dysregulation. As you develop the treatment plan, consider whether improving family communication is an important treatment goal. If family dynamics are contributing significantly to the child's symptoms, family therapy should be considered as part of the comprehensive treatment plan. When family therapy is recommended, complete the following provider actions. Send the MindWheel Therapy Network link through secure chat so the family can schedule with a therapist. If the patient lives in an area where MindWheel has established collaborative therapy partners, refer the family directly whenever appropriate. Now let's turn our attention to healthy lifestyle interventions. Healthy daily routines create the foundation upon which all other treatments become more effective. Although lifestyle interventions rarely eliminate mood dysregulation by themselves, they often improve resilience and enhance the effectiveness of both medication and counseling. Explain to families that inadequate sleep, irregular daily schedules, limited physical activity, poor nutrition, and excessive screen time can all worsen emotional regulation and increase irritability. Encourage families to establish consistent bedtime routines. Promote regular physical activity, encourage balanced nutrition, and maintain predictable daily schedules whenever possible. These healthy routines help support emotional regulation and improve the child's ability to benefit from other components of treatment. When discussing healthy sleep habits, remember to send the MindWheel sleep hygiene resource through secure chat. As we conclude this section on comprehensive treatment planning, remember that lasting improvement rarely comes from a single intervention. medication may reduce the intensity of emotional reactions. Counseling teaches emotional regulation skills. Parents reinforce those skills at home. Family interventions improve communication and reduce conflict. Healthy daily routines strengthen emotional resilience. Together, these components create a comprehensive treatment plan that supports long-term emotional regulation. Throughout treatment, continue reinforcing these recommendations by sending the appropriate DIY guides, parent education articles, and referral resources through secure chat. Those resources help families continue building skills between visits and encourage them to remain actively engaged in treatment. One final thought: a comprehensive treatment plan does much more than reduce symptoms. It helps children develop the lifelong emotional regulation skills they need to succeed at home, at school, and in their relationships.